in actual airwaves as well. There we go. Hey, welcome everybody to ThreatCon 5 Radio and ThreatCon 5 Clothing Facebook. I apologize that we are 5 minutes late on the show tonight. But guess what? As usual, Skype decided to take a big hefty fucking shit right on my fucking computer. And as usual, we had issues. But I'm going to say that it looks like possibly we are actually broadcasting live on Facebook. So that is a good thing. And if we can give Judy, you are in the chat, correct?
Yes, I am. I just sent out a message.
All right,
to see if they can hear us.
All right, if everybody can hear us, type 69 in the chat. Are we getting a bunch of 69s?
No, we're getting nothing. There's not a lot of people in chat right now.
Oh. Well, that's all right. Guess what? We don't have but 4-6 people on the freaking Facebook live feed. Hey, listen, just because we're a little bit late doesn't mean you guys can say fuck us and not tune in.
Right. I know, right? What the fuck, over?
It's all right. So, you know, as usual, we have Skype issues. And you know the problem that got me the most about this is that last week I could hear everything I was saying in my headset, right? Finally today, yeah. I fixed that issue. I get that issue fixed. And I'm like, great. You know what? We should be rocking and rolling. So we do our normal thing. 6:40 comes around. Judy says, hey, I'm good to go. I'm like, all right, great. Call her up. Hey, Judy. Hey, Bulldog, what's up? I can hear you. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, that's fucking great. I can't hear you. Fucked around with it for what? Like 5 minutes? Finally.
Yeah.
Finally, you can hear me. I can hear you. I'm like, great. Now we're rock and rolling. Let's play some music. Make sure you can hear the music. I can hear the music. No, I couldn't hear the music either, right? At first. Couldn't hear shit.
Right.
I'm like, fuck. So I touch something. Bam! Now I can hear the music. But I can't hear Judy.
Which is great.
You know, it's like Skype has it in for me or something. I don't know what it is.
When you had that issue a couple weeks ago and you called tech support and they were like, oh, your version is too new. I was like,
I know, right?
Really? I'm not impressed, Skype.
Now they're saying that it sounds like I'm talking through a fucking tin can.
Well, maybe you are talking through a tin can.
All right.
So Ron in VetRS chat said he can hear us.
He's hearing me fine.
And he posted several 69s. Yes.
Okay.
So
all right.
We're good to go.
So over on the Facebook live feed, I'm gonna guess, that for the most part, everybody must be hearing us good. I mean, as normal, we have our, you know, our really smart fucking guys that, you know, I say type 69 in the fucking chat on the VetRS
page. Yeah.
And they're writing 69 and 96 on the freaking Facebook live feed. Sean Sullivan says that it sounds like I'm in a tin can. Can everybody else hear me just fine, or does it sound like I'm on a tin can? Because I know a guy that will pay me $10 to sing into his can. I know a man.
Well, at least you sound better than Mariah Carey did on New Year's Eve. Oh, I went there.
Right? My God. I wanted to actually open the show with that fucking major performance. But, all right. So everybody, so Mark says I sound like I'm in a tin can. Ricky, I love you to death, you fucker, says I sound gay as usual. Judy sounds clear. Mark says, yup. Which gives me absolutely no indication as to exactly what the fuck is wrong.
Maybe he was talking about the Mariah Carey shit.
either new mic or it's too far away. There's nothing wrong with the fucking mic, and I'm not that far away. I've got people saying it sounds good. I got people saying it sounds. You know what? I give the fuck up. I give up. It's fucking ridiculous. You know, and the worst part about it all, is that I had planned on coming on here tonight, making this one of the funniest fucking shows that we've had together. But then what happens? This happens. Skype took a large diarrhea type shit right on the fucking
greasy
windows,
squirty.
Right? Unfucking believable. It's like every fucking week, if it's not one thing, it's another. So let's play a game called What's Gonna Be the Issue with Skype This Week? I don't get it. You know, for a fucking company that's been around for as long as they are, they have more fucking issues than Mariah Carey had on New Year's Eve. They have less issues than the guy that freaking made the Hollywood sign into the Hollyweed sign.
The Hollyweed, yeah.
Unfucking believable. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Ron C. asked if Skype...
Ron asked if Skype what?
If Skype ate Taco Bell today.
Oh. Oh, Jesus.
That's always a good gut bomb.
John Gray says it's the Russians. I'm going to tell you.
This is why.
I had started the show off, or at least started the idea that tonight was going to be just a regular night. You know, everything was going to go perfect. So I started off with my nice David Ortiz 2016 Retirement Cup full of water.
Uh-huh.
Skype had its issues. I turned to the station sponsor, Kraken Rum.
Nice.
You know, leads me to a question. When is it too early to be in love?
I'm the worst possible person to ask about that.
Cause I'm curious. You know, I mean, when is it okay to say that you love something? I mean, is it 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Depends. If you feel like you gotta say it, you gotta let it go.
I love Kraken like Rum.
That's, you know what?
I'm
sure that you've been wanting to say rum. That for a long time, and you've been holding back.
I have. Kraken Rum, I love it. I love it. Hey, you know, I will say this, though, and this was really fucking cool, Judy. It was really fucking cool. I can't even imagine. I mean, you're not even going to believe the interview that I was able to get. I've got a snippet of it here, okay?
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't say a lot. I mean, it was very hard to get, you know, to slow him down. But 2016 Time Man of the Year, Mr. Reaper himself, stopped and gave me one very quick response. But I was like, Mr. Reaper, hey, let me just play it for you. Hey, Mr. Reaper, how are you today? Hey, I was wondering, can I get a quote? Yeah, I'm with ThreatCon 5 Radio.
2016 was amazing. Got to take a lot of people, and I'm really looking forward to 2017.
That's all he would say. That was all he would say to me. I mean, I have a feeling his 2017 goals are possibly, I don't know, Justin Bieber, Hillary Clinton. I don't know. It could be anybody. But he did grant me that little bit of a quick interview. Yeah.
If we're going for famous people, I'm going for Miley Cyrus.
I thought you said famous people.
You know what I'm saying. I mean, she is famous.
Yeah, she's
annoyingly famous. So, but she's famous.
Did you have a good Sophia Nicodemus says that Judy is fucking adorable.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I fixed my hair for tonight, so I appreciate that.
What did you do on New Year's Eve?
Well, you know, we've been doing this show long enough. You know a lot about our background. We don't do high stress holidays. and then, you know that I was sick on Christmas, so I gave that to my husband sometime Wednesday. We call it the Christmas crud. And he was feeling pretty crappy, so we just decided to stay home and eat too much food. And I put out, there's only five of us in my family, five humans, five pets, but we just put out a lot of good food and ate like pigs all night, and we were in bed before one. Said Happy New Year to everybody, smooched, played with the dogs, played video games all night. You know, it was, the older I get, the more I like to be home. So it was a good night for us.
Yeah.
How was yours?
You know, actually, I've been sick. I've been dealing with this little
Christmas crud.
This cough thing. I think it's the HIV. I haven't officially been diagnosed, but I think it's the HIV. I think I got it from Sean Sullivan. I have been dealing with this freaking cough and cold and sniffly.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I wasn't really going to do much of anything, but a friend of mine, we both had nothing to do. So we decided that we were going to go up to the ice castles in northern New Hampshire, in Lincoln.
I saw your pictures. That was amazing.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty cool. It's one of those things, though, that I think you go and check it out, and there's no reason to ever go and check it out again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many different things can they do with fucking ice? You know, I mean, but no.
Well, I don't know. It makes drinks pretty amazing sometimes.
Yes, there's ice in my drink right now. I stole it from the ice castle. but no, it was definitely pretty cool. I had a great time. We drove up there in a fucking snowstorm. it was pretty cool. We got Chinese food. You know, that's what you're supposed to do on fucking New Year's.
Yeah.
So we did that. Chad, you know what would help that cough? Yeah, I know it would help that cough, but I wasn't in the Navy. All right, so anyway, I'm standing in front of my Trump is my president, ThreatCon 5 shirt. It was a huge hit. We got, what, 18 days to go? 18 days!
Yes!
And we will have an actual president, not a fucking P-O-S, P-O-P-O-T.
I always get it confused.
Yeah. So, let me tell you, we're sitting up there. We're waiting in line to get into the freaking ice castles. I'm surrounded by fucking hipsters and fucking self-entitled little douchebag kids. And then it turned from that into I was at a fucking Harry Potter fucking convention. I kid you not, we're standing there and the people behind us are talking about, well, when I joined Slytherin and I did this and I did that. I'm like, really? I look at the guy standing next to us. I'm like, are we seriously right now talking about fucking Harry Potter? Really?
Ow. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Fucking, you know, on that note, though.
Quidditch isn't real.
Right? Some parents, I'm going to tell you right
Spoiler
now.
Spoiler alert.
Some parents are really fucking doing it right. They're doing it right. I'm going to tell you that. They're doing it right. I've got the mouse right on your nose. I'm pretty sure it's going to take about
Sweet.
5 minutes for somebody to say, yeah, Judy's got something on her nose. No, but seriously, some... Dan. Who's Dan? Dan who?
Dan Brownell.
Oh, you're a friend, Dan? Okay, cool.
Yes, he's an old... we serve together.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay, so... But on that note, right, where I'm saying that some parents are doing it right, So my friend's got a kid and huge Trump supporter. Wants to go to school tomorrow wearing his Trump is Let's Make America Great Again hat, just so he could trigger some of the kids in his class.
That sounds like something my kids would
I'm
do.
like, that is awesome. That is awesome.
I'm
You
sorry,
can't.
I'm not trying to overhear your conversation there, people, but that's amazing. I think you should do it. Oh, that's great.
Hey, listen here, Mark Donegan. This is going to be one of those shows that we're interacting a lot, apparently, with the freaking people in our chat and stuff. Good at getting the mouse on Judy, not so good using the little bendy thing to get the mic in front of your mouth.
The little
If you want me
bendy
to
thing.
talk like this into the mic, if I talk like this into the mic, everything will be way too loud. Don't tell me how to radio.
So,
Apparently, Mark has not been in here. He doesn't understand that rule number one of Threatcon 5 Radio
Bulldog Show.
is it's my show. I do what the fuck I want. Yeah, right? And
Yep.
he used the technical term bendy thing. Did you have you now you took last week off, right?
Yes, I was off all last week. You know what I did?
Nothing.
Exactly.
That would
I
have been
had
the
all kinds of shit planned, but because of this fucking cold thing bullshit I got, I did nothing. I rested. Went to the
Well,
gym a couple times.
you know what? Not a bad
It's
thing though.
who.
You know what? You should be
Yeah,
able
I
to
know.
enjoy your time off from work and not have to do too much. I'm looking, I'm only seeing five shares. Come on. Everybody needs to
Yeah, what
share
the
the
fuck?
show.
One of them's
Share
mine,
the
so that's
show. Share it.
share, you know. If I could turn back time, you know, share.
I know her. I saw her 11 shares, my bad. Didn't she raise that kid that looked like he got hit by a fucking potato gun?
Oh,
I saw the
shit.
funniest fucking meme today. I saw the funniest meme today. I wish I had seen it closer to Christmas though. You know the kid that was in the Christmas story? The kid
Yes.
the you know,
Macaulay
it
Culkin.
says
No, not.
Huh? No, not Macaulay Culkin, the one from the Christmas story, the one with the
Yes, yes.
you'll shoot your eye out kid. All right.
Yes.
So he's fucking It says, "Wow, time has gone by. Look at him. Remember him from the Christmas story? Look at him now. He's all grown up, and the picture of his look at him now was Amy Schumer."
Oh, that's funny.
It was awesome. It was awesome. It's good to see you back here on our first show of 2017. It's like I haven't seen you since last year.
I know, it's been a long time.
It has. But it's great. We're definitely looking forward to a kick-ass 2017 here on ThreatCon 5 Radio.
Yeah.
We are dedicated to not only bringing you some humor every Monday night to make you feel good about things that could be going wrong in your life, or just to cheer you up after a shitty day. But even more importantly, we are pushing to make 2017 huge for the small guy. All right,
Huge.
Threatcon 5 Clothing, small business, veteran-owned, operated, giving back to the veteran community. So you know what? With your help, we're gonna have a hell of a 2017. 2016 was great, but 2017 is going to be fucking amazing. So I'm gonna tell you right now that is your chance to tonight get your Remember Everyone Deployed long sleeve men's or women's long sleeve T-shirt, or your Remember Everyone Deployed hoodie. We've got brand new fleece caps in stock. We have the pre-orders still out there for the Moanabe and the Bless the Fallen, Honor the Fallen, Bless the Fallen shirt, in which 25% of every sale will be donated to the Officer Down Memorial. It's a good organization. I talked with them, and about 87% of every donation goes to officers, families that were killed in the line of duty. So that's a good thing. We are, gonna do big things. So I hope you'll join us with all that. Judy.
Yes.
What is your opinion on political correctness?
Well, I guess in order to express my opinion properly, I could go as politically incorrect as possible and tell you that I think it's fucking bullshit. And if you get your fucking feelings hurt every time you open up Facebook, you should probably just delete your account.
It's not even just Facebook, though.
I know. I just, in general, that's a good example.
It is a good example. It is a good example, and I'm not going to take that away from you. But I'm gonna say this. All right, here's the fucking issue with political correctness. It's completely made up.
Okay.
All right. It's completely made up to the point in which everybody believes that you have to be that way. Right? So here it is. The opinions of the few pushed upon the rights of the many, enforced by the politicians that want to make it a thing, right? Okay?
Yep.
But this is what I mean about it's totally made up. This is why I'm saying it this way. Think about this for a second. Before we decided to be politically correct, before we had affirmative action, before we got offended every single time somebody fucking sneezed or farted in the wrong fucking direction, was it always right to say something that was on your mind? No, it wasn't. But did the person that overheard it not wake up the next morning? Did the person that overheard it and quote-unquote got offended, did they lose sleep? Did they lose finances? Did anything happen to them other than the fact that they heard something that quote-unquote triggered them to where they needed to move on? Nothing, right?
Nobody died. It's
totally fucking made up. It's bullshit, okay? So I'm telling you that my resolution for 2017 is to be an even bigger asshole and not politically correct than I was in 2016. So I'm going to start right now.
Okay?
All right.
Yeah.
If you were a fucking Marine, you crayon eating, glass licking, non-asfab passing motherfuckers out there, I want to hear a hoorah. Okay? If you were in the Navy, where you wear a button on the front of your pants to make it easier for you to suck a dude's dick, or to get your dick sucked, let me hear a hoorah. If you were in the Air Force because you were afraid to join the fucking military, then it is what it is. If you were in the Army and you got a semi-fucking-ASFAB waiver to enlist, you are fat and can't fucking pass your PT test, then get the fuck out and go work somewhere more appropriate, like fucking Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, or any other fast food fucking restaurant. Now, if you have 8 fucking kids and you're 21 years old and you don't know who any of those kids' fucking babies' daddies are, you're collecting money from the fucking state. 3 of your kids that would have made, like, 11 live with somebody else because you lost custody of them when you were 17. You haven't graduated high school, you haven't got a GED, you don't even know how to spell GED, you have no right to stand out on the street and tell me what I should or should not say. As I served 22 years in this country to not be told what is politically correct. Okay? If you are 380 fucking pounds and you have to get on one of those little fucking carts at Walmart to do your shopping, look at yourself in the fucking mirror and realize that that's the reason you're driving a cart. It's not because you're disabled. It's because you're fucking fat.
And I don't want to hear this, oh, well, that was offensive, and you really shouldn't say stuff like that because I'm not, I have a thyroid condition.
Fuck you, you have a thyroid condition. You have an I eat too much KFC and McDonald's condition. All right? So now that we've got that one out of the way, all right? There are some things that are off limits. There are some things that are off limits. All right?
Okay.
The word retard is totally unacceptable. Okay? There you go. That's the only thing that's off limits. Everything else is open fucking game. Call them what they are. All right? If you're a fucking schmuck, you're a schmuck. If you're a fucking douche, you're a douche. If you're a fucking Marine, you're a douche. If you're... Oh, wait. If you're a Marine... Enough of that.
Whoop.
Enough of that.
My bad.
Okay. But on a serious note, this political correctness shit needs to go out the fucking window. It's so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Hello?
Oh, no. I'm right there with you.
All right. All right. So, hey, as usual, if you want to call in and share your opinions on anything that we discuss here on the ThreatCon 5 radio show with Bulldog and Judy, you are more than welcome to do so by dialing 603-369-4908. That is the call-in number. Now, I'm not going to guarantee that you'll be able to call in. Why? Because Skype sucks dick. All right? And if that offends any of those non-English-speaking motherfuckers over there at fucking Skype, then so fucking be it. I don't care. I don't care. I don't. Do you watch football?
Maybe. Here and there.
What were you going to say? Maybe what?
Well, I was going to say, maybe if they get offended at Skype, it'll poke them in the ass to get their shit together.
They ain't going
to
get their shit together.
I know. I mean, wishful thinking.
Most of the people that work at Skype leave Skype and go work at fucking, thank you, come again. I mean, seriously. You know, I'm getting tired of going places and hearing people speaking another language. You're in fucking America. You either speak English or I'm going to get triggered. Because I'm going to think that you're fucking talking badly about me and I'm going to stomp a mud hole in your ass. What do you think of that? You're in fucking America. Speak English. There's a chick who right now, there was big fucking news about this. She applied for a job at a dentist office, right? And after she got the job, she reports to work on her first day wearing a hijab. And the person that owned the dentistry said, hey, listen, I'm not against your religious rights, but I would rather you not wear that in here for sake of our customers. And I just don't want to be involved in the whole religious aspect of what your little fucking scarf means. She lost her fucking mind, right? The Muslim freaking, what is called, care or whatever. Right? Care. Whatever. The fucking,
sure.
The Muslim organization that's in this country protecting the Muslims' fucking rights. Look it.
Yeah.
If you're in this country, your rights are the same as every other fucking American.
Yep.
I'm just completely tired of this fucking drawing a line down the, oh, well, you have to do, you are more than welcome to wear your fucking hijab, or you can wear your fucking man dress walking down the street. Yeah, because that's a great example I want my kid to see. A dude wearing a fucking dress who lifts it up so he can fuck a goat. I mean, look it, I don't want to see this shit. You know, you have a brand new fucking, I don't know, Saudi Arabian family that moves on next to you. You know, they're unpacking all their shit. They're bringing in their hookahs and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, the packing truck unloads like 20 fucking goats. I'm not thinking that they want to eat the goat. I'm thinking they're fucking them Monday through Friday, and they have a schedule.
All their girlfriends.
Right? Okay. I don't give a shit anymore. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of this bullshit with, you have to be sympathetic to this. No, you don't have to be sympathetic to it, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, I've gone through this conversation before, and I've said it in the past that, you know what, my daughter is gay. And I have absolutely no problem whether you decide that you like men as a man or as a woman you like women. I have no problem with that. But this whole fucking new thing that's out there with this whole I'm identifying myself as non-binary or not non-binary, whatever the fuck it is. No, let me make this clear to you. Okay? If you look down and you see this little fucking flap of skin moving down between your legs, that's called a penis. That makes you a fucking boy. Okay? If you look down and you don't have a little flap of skin, well, I don't know, maybe you're one of those girls that has a large fucking... Well, alright, anyway. So if you look
hoo-hoo?
Down... Yeah, a hoo-hoo, alright? If you look down and you don't see this thing flopping around, that means you have a vagina. Which means you are a woman. There is no fucking in-between. You can't decide one day and wake up and go, hey, I am non-binary. I am not a man or a woman. Well, then what the fuck are you? If you're not a man and you're not a woman, what are you? An it? Well, then you don't have any rights. Because... We can go through all this shit, and the rights of an American are that you have a right as a American man or American woman in this country. If you are an American it, you do not get any rights. Therefore, you are not a person, you are not protected, you have no rights, and we're just going to send you out to slaughter. I mean... I'm guaranteeing you that McDonald's, Burger King, or one of these fast food restaurants is not using real beef in their burgers.
No way.
They could be using non-binary people. Rum's good.
Rum is good. Do we have commercials to play?
Yeah, why?
Oh, I was just curious. I don't want to miss our, you know...
Every hour on the hour.
Right on. I couldn't remember
when
it was.
Hey, listen, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. So on Saturday night, Veteran Radio Syndicate did an award show. An end of year award show. And I'm calling collusion.
Yes.
I'm calling collusion. The FemVets won the best show of the year. You know what that means? That means that all you fuckers that are tuned in right now to us didn't vote for us.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Thanks
what?
A lot. Thanks for your support.
What were you all thinking? Did you all not vote for us? Huh? Did you forget that you were supposed to vote for ThreatCon 5 Radio and Judy as co-host of the year and Bulldog as host of the year? No. Joey Latore says, no way I'm calling. I don't want you to hurt my feelings. I'm not even offended. I'm reading some of the stuff. I'm not even offended at the Air Force statement. Oh, that was you that wrote that.
That was me.
I did the McDonald's.
Oh, we're blaming the Russians for the fact that we didn't win.
Yeah, that's right. I am blaming the Russians. It's in. I think the Russians had something to do with it. I think it was Putin's fault.
Oh, shit.
Fucking Putin. Prevented Bulldog and Judy from winning Show of the Year.
Yep.
Fuck.
Damn
man, there's some pretty fucking funny comments in here.
You know, maybe Mr. Trump will take care of us after he's in office.
Danny Brantley said, I am a meat popsicle. That's funny. You know what,
Ron C. said that we should blame Hillary for losing the vote count via email system.
You know what? Let me tell you about Hillary Clinton. I think that even though he's already made it very clear that he's not going to pursue any charges against her, I seriously think that being the parents of the four Benghazi men that were killed, okay, I think that when the Supreme Court gets wind that this case is active, they should bring it up to the Supreme Court. And she should be found guilty by a Supreme Court. And she should serve the remaining 12 years of her life in a freaking minimum security prison in which she has to do hard labor turning big rocks into small rocks. And Bill should be back there going, Hillary, what are you doing? You're making the big rocks into small rocks. Have you seen him? That dude looks like shit.
Yeah, he's ever since he had that open heart surgery, he just looks rough.
They said he's got cancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what the Inquirer said, but who knows if you can ever believe them.
Is that a reliable news source?
Yes, of course it's a reliable news source. Of course it is. Of course it is. I mean, why would we not think that that would be a reliable news source? I mean, that's like good fucking grocery store checkout freaking reading material.
It is, actually.
So, we've got to touch a little bit more on this shit. I think the prank pulled on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day in California on the Hollywood sign is going to be the greatest fucking thing in history. Because I'm scrolling, okay? I'm scrolling through on Sunday, and I see this thing, and I'm thinking somebody, like, photoshopped it, right? I'm thinking there's no fucking way that this is real. And then I saw it on a real fucking news site, and I'm like, damn! This is the best fucking thing that I have ever seen. Is that not cool as shit? I mean,
it's epic.
So for all of you that may not know what we're referring to right now, on New Year's Eve, somebody climbed up the side of the, I don't know if you'd call it a mountain, would you? The hill?
They call it, it's called Mount Lee.
Oh, it is a mountain. Okay. So they climbed out the mountain and they turned the Hollywood sign into it saying Hollyweed. They took the two O's and they put tarps across the O's so that it blocked it out, made an E, and then put something else up on it. Fucking amazing. I mean, I can't even imagine how long they had to have been up there to do that.
And you know what? It's misdemeanor trespassing if they actually are able to track him down. So I'm just going to go out there on a limb and say it was totally fucking worth it.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, that shit is fucking awesome. I mean, this guy killed it. Fucking killed it. But I'm going to tell you why people in freaking California are doing some of the shit they're doing. I believe, you know, that, and here we go. Here's some more politically incorrect shit for you. Texas thinks that they can just go about their own thing and become their own fucking country and so on and so forth if Hillary was elected. Remember that? Like, if Hillary is elected, we're going to fucking secede from the nation and we're going to do our own thing. I think that we should just vote to secede California from the nation. Like, let's literally get out some fucking shovels and dig into the fucking California fucking border between California, Arizona, all the fucking states around there, and just kind of push them out to sea on their own. And here is why. I read a story today. The top 10 stupidest laws that you will see in California for 2017. All right? They're not all funny. Okay? It's not necessarily a humorous article. But if you live in California, God rest your soul. Move. Especially if you are a veteran. Move. Go somewhere else. Number one, Prop 63, Second Amendment Nullification Act. Although various portions go into effect in various years, yes, staggering implementation of this critically needed reform, some out till 2019, most sweeping assault on a long-cherished God-given natural right as Americans to protect our lives and our freedom, it requires you now pass a background check and pay for a permit to buy ammunition for the gun you may have just passed a background check to. Yeah, that's going to stop criminals.
Yep, clearly. That'll stop the black market as well.
Yeah. Okay? Even if you bought this prior to the current ban and ownership was previously considered grandfathered, this law will still make it clear that the goal of the left is not safety, it's control. Mm-hmm. Okay? So you're not only going to have to fucking have a permit for the weapon, you're going to need a permit for the ammunition. Did San Bernardino not teach them anything? Oh, it keeps going. SB 880, the bullet button ban. For years, California Democrats have sought to ban a made-up classification of semi-auto rifles with evil features that they renamed assault weapons for propaganda purposes. Every year, California Democrats attempt to increase control over this hated group of guns until they finally outright ban all semi-automatics. This law will not do a single thing to further public safety, as the San Bernardino terrorist attack illustrated. Determined mass murderers will simply ignore and work around the gun control laws, as if they were just words on paper. Guess what? They are just words on paper. The criminals, yeah. The people who have intent on making your life less fucking important than theirs by taking actions against you, by gun, knife, fucking hammer, whatever, are gonna find a fucking way to do it. Okay? Here's the bit of irony in this. In a previous legislative session, the same bill was sponsored by none other than disgraced state senator Leland Yee. Does that name sound familiar?
Leland Vaguely, Yee? Yes.
Yeah. You know why?
Is he the one that went on, did the news conference and he was talking out his ass because he doesn't know gun technology at all?
No. Leland Yee is the state senator who wanted to protect Californians from assault weapons until he was arrested for trafficking fully automatic weapons and rocket-propelled grenades and is now serving a 5-year prison sentence.
That's right. Yep.
Okay. SB3, minimum wage hike to $15 by 2020. I'm not even going to go into any more of this, okay? If you, as a fucking listener to this show, were to say that a $20 minimum wage is a good idea, well, you're a fucking idiot, okay? But the people in fucking California, Seattle, all these other fucking states that have said it's okay to raise the minimum wage to $15 apparently don't understand that, one, the minimum wage was never meant to be a living wage, okay? If you want to make $15 an hour, don't work at fucking McDonald's. Go get an education and get yourself a real fucking job, all right?
Yep.
When you have nurses, when you have paramedics, when you have fucking military and so on who are making less than $15 an hour, and you're making $15 an hour as a fucking burger fucking prepper, that's a problem. That's a huge fucking problem. Plus the fact that they don't think. Nobody has thought this through. Do you realize that if everybody is making a minimum of $15 an hour, everything else suffers?
Yep.
Congratulations. You just bought a gallon of milk that will expire in 3 weeks, and that gallon of milk is going to cost you $8.25 a gallon. Oh, yeah,
but
that's right.
Fry duty is rough.
Right? I mean, it's fucking...
Yeah, one of our followers on Facebook said fry duty's rough. That's clearly skilled labor.
Yeah. Right now, I'm on lettuce. In 2 years... I'll move up to fries. And then I'll be the assistant manager. That's where the real money comes in. AB 1785, the hands-free law. Another example of government gone wild. Prescribes driver behavior so severely that in and of itself believe that it will cause more accidents and more deaths. Not only must the phone be dash-mounted, but you may not text, take photos, or video, or enter GPS destinations while driving. If you are driving and you do any of those, you will be fined.
Yeah, it's the same in Tennessee and Georgia. Actually, it's been that like that. Tennessee was last year and Georgia's been several years.
Ready
Good
for
times.
Yeah, let me tell you something about some of these laws. Okay? If you want to drive, now I do feel bad for the person that you may hit, but if you want to drive and you want to put your life in danger by not wearing your seatbelt or talking on your phone, guess what? Fucking do it. You're in a free country. Do whatever the fuck you want. When you crash and die, oh fucking well. Maybe you should have been wearing a seatbelt. Maybe you shouldn't have been talking on your phone. Why does the highway care? Why does the state police care if I'm wearing a seatbelt or not? If I crash and I go through my windshield and die, what do they care? They don't know me. It's not like they're going to lose sleep. If I'm talking on my phone and I happen to look down for a second and I crash into a fucking tree and I die, my cell phone bill isn't going to be an issue. And I wasn't wearing a seatbelt either, so I probably went through my windshield and crushed into a tree.
Probably.
Who fucking cares? Who fucking cares? There are more important things out there to worry about. All right. AB 1732, single-user restrooms. Now, if this one alone wasn't reason for you California people to move out, then I don't know what else there is. If you've ever had to go, if you've ever had to go so badly that you use the opposite sex restroom at a gas station or Starbucks, then perhaps you think this law is needed. But do we really need another law regulating bathrooms? Some businesses have already put signs on their single-use restroom designated use by either sex. All right, look it. First of all, if you complain about the fucking gas station fucking bathroom, your issues are a lot greater than what the fucking image is on the fucking door.
Yep.
Who cares? All right? But they're going to regulate what you have to do as far as fucking bathrooms. Okay?
So they're saying that, let's, like you said, like, I go to a gas station and the woman's bathroom is tied up, so I'm not allowed to walk into the men's bathroom, or what? I'm
No,
not...
you will be. You will be.
Oh.
In California.
I didn't know it was against the law. Wow.
Exactly, right?
Hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go. And I'm sorry, I'm not a man, so the world is not my toilet.
Yeah. And just
the bathroom's
because...
tied up, the ladies' bathroom's tied up, guess where I'm going? I'll hover over that disgusting toilet in the other side.
And you're gonna have to hover over it. Because I purposely piss on the fucking seats. Just in case a woman has to use that bathroom.
Well, the women's bathrooms are no better in these gas stations.
I'm sure.
Remember, I travel a lot for my job in a company car.
Hey, like I said, it's a fucking bathroom at a restroom. I mean, at a fucking gas station.
Yeah.
I mean, were you expecting it to be 5-star Gucci fucking toilet? I mean, come on. They have a sign on it that says, if our bathroom is dirty, please let somebody know. Do you think they really care if you let them know, hey, your bathroom's dirty? Yeah, thanks, buddy. We'll get right on it. Or actually, this is more like what you hear. Hey, man, bathroom's kind of dirty. Excuse me, I know I understand English. I know I understand English, but that'd be $1. Okay, anyway. This one kills me. Have you ever in your life owned animals, like farm animals?
No.
No? All right, well, if you own animals, specifically cows in California, SB 1383 is going to really, really probably upset you.
Uh-oh.
Controlling cow flatulence.
What the fuck?
In spite of the fact that 53 California dairy farmers went bankrupt, moved out of state, or closed down this year, the Marxist progressives are back at it again. Capture cow farts or suffer heavy fines.
Did you say capture?
Capture! Capture your cow farts. Like, what are you supposed to do? Put a plastic bag on the cow's ass? Hey, what's that bag on the cow's ass? Oh, that's the fart catcher. Yeah. So your cow flatulence is not going to be allowed in California. Like smog and all the other shit they got around there isn't bad enough. They're worrying about cow flatulence.
Clearly it's the cow farts that are causing the smog.
Yeah. I just don't fucking get it. Next one.
I totally snorted, Rooster.
Proposition
snorted that.
Proposition 65, plastic bag ban, which apparently they have now since decided against. They're going to ban plastic bags. Okay? But here's the funny part about it. Apparently they've put in a new proposition that is banning plastic bags. So now not only can you can't ban them, but you are actually banned from banning them. Yeah.
This makes my head hurt.
Exactly. Proposition 57. Early release for so-called nonviolent criminals. Governor Jerry Brown's baby, apparently. The crown jewel of his prison reform initiatives. Amongst those offenses, he's considering nonviolent. Are you ready for this? These are nonviolent crimes. Rape.
Okay.
Rape of an unconscious person is not violent. Human trafficking involving sex acts with a minor, not violent. Assault with a deadly weapon, not violent. I might be stupid, but I think that any crime that includes the word rape, assault, or violent...
Deadly
is probably a violent crime. Yeah. And last but not least, you knew this one was coming. AB 2466. If the last election didn't tell you how pissed off people in California were, now not only are they going to make it illegal, make it fully okay for illegal aliens to vote, but now they're going to allow felons to vote too. Low-level felons serving sentences outside of state prisons get to keep their right to vote. So in 2012... No, wait. What year are we in?
17.
That was awful. So in 2000...
You just slow down on the Kraken.
I know, right? 2020, when... President Donald Trump runs for re-election against, I don't know, Chelsea Clinton. Okay. There will be at least 1 million more voters in California able to cast their vote against Donald Trump because they are going to allow felons to vote. There it is.
Wow.
Folks, you can't make this shit up.
Nope.
You cannot make this shit up. All right, so we're coming up on 7:58. We're going to go ahead and do our mandatory commercials. So let's go ahead and take a break, play some commercials, and we'll probably even play a song. And when we get back, we'll get on to some news. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds good to me.
This is Bulldog, 22-year retired Army combat veteran and proud owner of Threatcon 5 Clothing. Like many of you, I get tired of seeing organizations that claim that collected donations were helping veterans, but truly only using pennies on the dollar. So I wondered, what could I do to make a difference? We started Threatcon 5 Clothing with a mission of designing clothing that brings awareness to the threats affecting the veteran community. We also provide assistance to vets in need, as well as making donations to organizations that are truly giving back. Join us and many others that wear our logo, knowing the money spent on our items goes to make a real change in a veteran's life. Join in the fight. Wear the grenade.
There comes a time in a man's life that laughter becomes the best medicine. Visit the5b.com today and embrace the Bravo. Titty sprinkles.
This is John Burke, Army veteran of 13 years and combat veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. For a very long time, I saw soldiers doing physical fitness the incorrect way. So, once after having left the service, I decided to set out on my own journey and open up my own website, intheArenaFitness.com. I will teach you everything you need to know on how to exercise and eat healthy. The choice is yours. Take action now. Once again, the website is intheArenaFitness.com.
Battle in Distress doesn't want your monetary donations. We want your time. Every single day, a warfighter takes their life. We are committed to seeing that statistic destroyed by means of education and empowerment. We need your help. We provide training free of charge. Visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/battleindistress to learn more about how to become one of the elite who make a difference.
Did you just let a family of bald eagles make a nest in your glorious beard? Of course you did, because you're an American who knows how to America. You've got cross rifles on one sleeve and the American flag on the other. Your grunt-style gear says, I am an invincible beast and I'll take my bacon-wrapped bacon with a side of bacon. With grunt-style gear comes great responsibility, so wear it proudly and use your newfound power for good. Go to gruntstyle.com and emblazon pride across your chest. Do it for your country. Gruntstyle.com.
You're listening to VetRS.com. You want the... You can't handle the... Stay tuned in, or you're a Hillary supporter.
Fine. right, we are back.
All right, we are back. Mike was way the hell up there. I wasn't sure if anybody was going to be able to hear me.
So they're giving you some beard love on the Facebook chat.
They are. What do you mean?
Yeah, they said your beard is coming in beautifully.
My beard is coming in beautifully. I am very happy with the way my beard looks. It is much thicker, than it was before. It's getting very long already. I'm looking at almost an inch.
Nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. You know, what do you mean? I have not been playing country for that long.
It's been a couple weeks, at least a month.
Well, okay. I was playing a veteran band, and the reason why I was playing that veteran band is because we thought we were having a problem with playing copywritten music. Facebook was being a douchebag, and we will. Okay, so at the end of the show tonight, our show will disappear for about 3 minutes. And what will happen is we'll get a message from Facebook saying, it looks like you used copywritten music by Justin Moore. And, I mean, they're like dead on. They know exactly what you played, what time you played it, and so on. So we got nervous and we started playing Blackbird Anthem. We played them, and you know, so we did that. And then, you know, last week I played Shinedown.
Yep.
Okay. So tonight I wanted to play a little bit of country. I think the song "You Look Like I Need a Drink" fit perfectly for the beginning of 2017. Look it. When a guy decides that he is going to live the rest of his life single, and even is considering of, I'm considering joining a convent. All right, I'm gonna become a nun. All right, you know, you have to just decide to do things the way you want to do them. Yep. I do see that I need to start playing more rock. I mean, we had like 20 something listeners. I played fucking country, and now we're down to 10. Look it, despite rumors, country is not going to make your fucking brain melt. All right? You're not going to become stupid. You're not going to become, you know, depressed or feel like you need to run over your dog or shoot your wife or flatten your truck's tires. None of that is going to actually happen, okay? It makes for a great country song, but it's not going to happen. All right? All right. So, you know, we talked a lot of stuff the first hour of the show. And I had fun doing it, Judy. I really did. I had fun. But I think...
Sounds like a breakup speech.
Judy.
Are we breaking up?
Judy, it's not me. It's definitely not me. It's all you. Okay? I just want to say it's not me. Okay?
Fucker.
I think we need a divorce.
Well... You should go lick some windows. That's okay.
Are you telling me that this is going to be a nasty divorce? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
All right. Let's let's talk some news then. Let's talk some stupid news. I'm going to tell you right now that last week's news, okay, there are two news stories who I believe are neck and neck for the stupidest individual of this week. Okay.
Uh-oh.
I am going to leave it up to the listeners and the people who have tuned into the Facebook live feed to decide on which of these two they believe is the stupidest. Okay? Let's first talk about an issue that happened in Bakersfield, California. Okay? And then when we are done with the story in Bakersfield, we will talk about one that happened in Akron, Ohio. First, Bakersfield, California. In a jailhouse interview with an Eyewitness News, the rifle-wielding man who was shot by a Bakersfield police officer said he intentionally approached the officers with a gun to test a theory he had about police brutality. he'd been driving down Oswell Street, and he saw his friend pulled over by police officers. Inside his car, he had a rifle that he had recently bought at an auction. So he decided that, being he's a convicted felon, he would take this illegally purchased gun and exit his vehicle. He would come to the front of the police vehicle and put the butt of the rifle on the ground and just, like, I don't know, put my hand up. Within seconds, Officer Christian Hernandez opened fire. He fired 9 shots, which I think was a little excessive, but... You ready for this?
Maybe it was a bad shot.
According to the police report, Hernandez fired 9 shots. The dumb criminal who is now behind bars says, no, I think that it was 12.
Okay.
Okay. 9 of those bullets were found inside of him, and he had several exit wounds. Soon as I hit the ground, I just attempted to play dead. And they fired a few more shots at me. He was taken to Kern Medical and treated for more than a week before being transferred to the Kern County Jail. It's a blessing that I'm alive. No. It's a blessing that you're alive even before that fucking situation, because this guy is perhaps one of the dumbest human beings walking this planet. Bill Engvall
said... Seriously, Darwin called.
Yeah, Bill Engvall said it best. Some people should just wear signs. If you had a sign that said,
sign.
I'm stupid, you wouldn't expect anything from him. Here is a convicted felon with an illegally purchased gun in his car, decides to take it out and walk towards police officers, and wonders why he got shot. Call it naive, call it stupid, or call it misreading a situation. But he was sure they wouldn't shoot him. At least not 12 times.
You know, so I'm just going to back up to that. They say it's 9. He says it's 12. And that he allegedly says that he just laid there and played dead after he hit the ground. First off, he's a convicted felon. Second off, he's fucking stupid. So I'm supposed to believe his side of the story?
Well, yeah.
Clearly he's an upstanding citizen, so why would he be lying?
I don't know. Why the fuck? Why are there only 7 people in the Facebook live feed? Where did everybody go? Were you all related to the guy in California that decided he was stupid and I offended you? Here's a safety pin. Put it on your fucking shirt and suck it up, buttercup. Alright. Looking back, he admits that the experience was ill-conceived, saying it wasn't,
really?
It wasn't worth it. I have now opened my eyes to realize that life is such a blessing. Okay, so that's number one. That is number one.
Did they ever say why he got pulled over
in the first place? He wasn't pulled over! Let me read the beginning of the story again for you. Because you missed it. He had been driving down Oswell Street in East Bakersfield with a friend. Oh, he was pulled over. Oh, I thought it said that he saw somebody else pulled over. When he was pulled over by officers. Inside his car was a rifle he had... No, it doesn't say why he was pulled over. But realistically, does it matter?
Oh, no, not at all. I was just curious why he got pulled over.
I don't know. All right, so that's story number one for you all to decide on as to who is the dumbest. This one is Akron, Ohio. Now, no disrespect towards anybody in Ohio, but if I'm going to base it just on the position in which the story took place, California, Ohio, California, Ohio, I'm definitely going with Ohio.
Uh-oh.
Because I think that's like one step above fucking West Virginia. But, anyway, you decide.
Really?
All right.
You can go
it's
fuck
yourself.
It's
one step above Tennessee. All right. So here's a question I have for you, Judy, before we even get into the story. Why would anybody want to impersonate a police officer?
Out of sheer stupidity.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So here's this guy in Akron, Ohio, that used his Crown Vic to pull over a fellow motorist who happened to be an off-duty police officer. The uniformed officer in a patrol car caught up with the impersonator they found and said he had everything he needed to fool the average civilian. Inside the car were badges, uniforms, bulletproof vest, collection of weapons, stockpile of ammo. The biggest thing, he's a former reserve officer who was let go impersonating a police officer. And shocking enough, he was arrested on scene, charged with a slew of charges related to impersonating an officer and attempting to make an arrest. Now, if you are going to pretend to be a police officer and pull people over, you might want to make sure that the person you're pulling over is not a police officer.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That definitely wasn't a foolproof plan.
Yeah, not at all. I gotta take this fucking beanie cap off. It's starting to get hot down here. Could be all the rum. Alrighty then. Yeah, my hair is definitely in the fucking don't know what to do with it stage. Alright. You know, and that leads me to this. And I don't know why I'm getting into this rant, but there's something in the veteran community that's real close to impersonating a police officer, right?
Yeah.
What do we call that?
Stolen valor.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Boils my fucking blood.
Why? Why does it boil your blood?
It boils my blood when people try to... if you really need attention that bad, then you've got more serious issues than what's right here on the surface. It's when people benefit from it is when it really pisses me off.
Okay.
Because it makes us look bad.
What aspect of benefiting of it?
A guy in Dallas who got his entire wedding paid for by a wedding planning service because of his sob story of his injuries and yada yada yada.
Okay.
And it was like something to the equivalent of like a $50,000 wedding.
Right. What happened once he was found out? What happened when he was caught?
He's gotta pay
it all back, right? He's got to pay it all back.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay. So, here's the question. Here's my question for you. So, this individual gave him a $50,000 wedding. And not at one fucking point did the organization that presented him this $50,000 free wedding ever look at his DD-214?
You know, I don't remember. It's been a while. I want to say it's at least 14 months since that's happened, so all the details are a little fuzzy.
Okay,
I totally see your point.
So, who's to blame for that? Is it the dude that obviously has mental issues? Or is it the idiot that didn't backcheck or fucking vet him before giving him all that fucking money?
That's true.
Alright, so why are we making such a big deal about people impersonating military? One, they look like an idiot when they do it in front of military because they're easily
caught.
Which
is funny as hell.
Exactly. So they get caught real quickly. Now, when they do it to get a free meal on Veterans Day, who's to blame? Them or the company that
Applebee's, whoever.
That gave it to them without checking, right?
Right.
When we break down, and I know I get into this rant last week, but, you know, it just keeps coming up. it keeps coming up, and it pisses me off that we're wasting so much fucking time on individuals that are fucking pretending to be soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. All right? And when you break it down and go, hey, Judy, Tom, Phil, John, Dan, Josh, Kevin, Sean, Ken, Tom, Brooks, Michelle, Shane, Kendra, all these people. Hey, this guy is a fraud. Let's do a fire mission on him, and let's just make him look like an idiot. Guess what? You look like a fucking idiot, because you're wasting your time on shit that's not fucking important. We have issues with the VA, we have issues with the 22 a day, we have issues with homelessness, we have issues with freaking retirees that can't afford to pay their fucking bills, and we're worrying about individuals that are buying fucking uniforms from the Army-Navy store that is open to the fucking public, that grants them access to buy this shit at a reasonable price without vetting them. Why are we wasting our time on shit like this?
I see your point. And some of them need to be stopped. And some of them do need to be put on blast. You know, if you've seen of any in the last 10 years, going around and taking advantage of multiple people, you know, and unfortunately sometimes agencies or just individuals don't know how to vet someone to make sure that their stories are true, or maybe feel like they might be stepping on toes. But I do see your point as far as, you know, there are a lot of bigger issues out there, and we should focus more on legitimate issues with veterans, and it really doesn't affect us that much.
No, it doesn't. I mean, look, I get it, okay? And it upsets me to see some of the shit going on too. But some of these people have serious fucking issues. You know, they're not mentally fucking straight. You know,
right.
These people are, you know, suffering from some serious fucking issues, because it's one thing to, you know, pretend to be a service member, but when you embellish your story so much that, you know, you're a fucking door gunner on the space shuttle and fucking Mission Mars in 2023, you know, I mean, then, you know, it starts getting a little ridiculous, and, you know, you really have to question as to whether or not, you know, the person is just fucking not all there, or, you know, they just want to fucking sound cool to the girl down the fucking end of the bar. Look it.
Which, who doesn't want to do that?
Well, yeah, but really? Your time in the military as a fucking door gunner on the space shuttle is what's going to get you laid?
Hey, man, sometimes that's all those people have, is that bullshit story.
Not me.
Oh, same here.
Yeah, not me.
I'm the co-host of ThreatCon 5 Radio, so
I lick my eyebrows.
I got that going for me. Panties drop everywhere I go.
I lick my eyebrows. You know? That's it. I lick my eyebrows, panties drop. That's how it goes. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. I just think that we really need to, you know, focus on shit that's more important. All right.
I agree.
I had enough of that. So, you have got to be either a serious lover of potato products, or the stupid...
We're talking about potatoes, not civilians, right?
Yeah, see, I don't even like that shit either. You know, that was something that was brought up by an organization that we don't associate
that we don't mention.
With. Yeah, so... Yes. You know, some of that shit I don't even fucking entertain anymore. You know? Like, oh, fucking potato. Yeah. Here's your fucking potato. I don't give a shit about it. No. I'm talking about the fucking product that you, like, can either make into a baked potato. You can chop it up
and...
Mashed potatoes. You can chop it up and make chips. Whatever. Okay. Now, I thought, or I know... for a fact that in Canada, there is a potato type meal that is very, very important to them. They love to eat their Putin, not the fucking president of Russia. They love to eat their Putin. That is the cheese curd and, you know, bacon and stuff on top of French fries. Mm-hmm. Gravy, okay? But a man from Regina, Saskatchewan, has received a jail sentence after he placed large boxes of stolen potato chips in a wheelbarrow and rolled them back to his home. Here's the funny thing about it. There's no explanation as to why he would steal the chips. He was caught.
Chips are delicious.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you've got some good fucking salsa or some fucking some heated up cheese, fucking melted cheese, Velveeta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he is caught on camera at a warehouse taking chips from the truck, filling them into his wheelbarrow, and returning to his home with the stolen goods. In addition to the stolen snacks, he's facing unrelated mischief and shoplifting charges when he was in front of the court. Social media across Canada has responded to his crime with a number of witty comments, but none of them were as good as the first one that I came up with. "When the chips are down, the jig is up," wrote one user. "Pass the dip," was another one. And all I could think of was, what do you call this guy? I mean, what kind of snappy little freaking title do you give for his, you know? Remember we talked about it a few months ago?
The Binky Bandit.
Right, you get the Binky Bandit. We have the Booby Bandit. Remember when the person was stealing the bras? You know, what do you call the dude that steals potato chips?
The Chip Bandit?
No, you know, think about it for a minute.
It's not coming to me.
Chips are everywhere, right?
Yes.
Chips are everywhere. I guarantee you could probably get them in prison.
Yes.
Okay. So he will at one point be in prison and be able to and eat potato chips, right?
Probably, yes.
Okay. So, Captain Crinkle. Good thing he didn't have to push his wheelbarrow over a ridge. He knocked the wheelbarrow over because there was a little bit of a dip. When he was caught on camera, somebody said, "Smile." He said, "Cheese." Come on. Come on.
Bronce said we should call him the Pringler.
The Pringler. See? There has to be something out there for this guy.
The Spud Stud, Joey LaTorre.
The Spud Stud. All right. So, I got to be honest with you, okay? And because I know that as I start reading this story right here, some of you are going to say, why didn't you bring this one up a second ago? And it was in my fucking thoughts when I started with the whole fucking Stolen Valor thing. I wanted to touch on this story. All right, so we have guys that are impersonating police officers. Okay? We have former members of the military that didn't even get out of the first week of basic. And they're calling themselves veterans, putting on the uniform, showing up at fucking, you know, Applebee's. Let me make something. You know what? Here's a point that I didn't hit on with this whole Stolen Valor thing. Do you want to know who the Stolen Valor people are? Or do you want to be able to recognize the Stolen Valor people really easy on Veterans Day? How many real veterans are putting their fucking uniform on to go to fucking Applebee's?
Zero.
Maybe if you're a fucking World War II veteran. Maybe.
Is fine.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Okay, but how many veterans are putting their fucking uniform on to go to eat at Applebee's on Veterans Day?
Not I.
You know why?
Because it's lame.
Because it doesn't fit anymore?
Well, yeah, that too. Smart ass.
Alright. So there it goes. It sticks out. Definitely sticks out as to why the person, you can legitimately call him Stolen Valor. But here's one for you. The story kind of makes me sick. Not fucking funny at all. Okay? It's not funny, but I wanted to touch on this one for a reason. And I think some of you are going to pick up on why I want to bring this story up after talking about Stolen Valor. This one happened in South Haven, Mississippi. A waiter at an Olive Garden in South Haven is now out of a job after customers said he had asked them for additional tips to help fund his cancer treatment. But customers said that he didn't have cancer. Jason Kisner was only an employee at the Olive Garden for about 3 months before he was fired. Several customers complained that Kisner, they complained to corporate that Kisner had made up a story about needing money for cancer treatment. One woman said that her aunt gave Kisner a $125 tip after hearing the story. Okay, you have got to be the biggest fucking moron to give a waiter at fucking Olive Garden a bigger tip because he has cancer. If you have cancer, why are you working at Olive Garden?
These are the same people that are falling. The people tipping like that are falling for the... This is the investigative service division of the Internal Revenue Service. Those voicemails.
No. These are the people that are following for Prince Nigeria Nigerio, telling them that they're going to win fucking hundreds of thousands of dollars for sending an email. Oh, and by the way, the only way you can collect this hundreds of thousands of dollars, if you first send me 500.
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck. I better send you that $500.
What Get a right great on that. Deal.
What a great deal. I send you 500, you send me hundreds and thousands? You are not the smartest fucking individual out there, nor the sharpest tool in the shed. Okay? So...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just got a notification.
Mm-hmm.
And the notification is on the ThreatCon 5 clothing page from Benjamin Barker. And it's a cow.
Uh-huh.
With a balloon stuck to its ass. And it's floating. Ah, Judy snorted.
Ooh, I'm going to have to look at it now.
Oh, it's fucking funny. but seriously, okay? So the reason I bring the story up is, who is actually to blame here? So he was fired. Individual actions are inconsistent with our company's values, and he no longer works for us. We are working to contact the guests, and we will reimburse them for the $125 they gave the server. I wouldn't reimburse them a fucking thing. I would give them a fucking letter that says, look, stupid, the next time somebody tells you that they have fucking cancer, maybe you should back check their story before giving them an additional $125 on top of your fucking meal.
Yep.
Or maybe you're just that fucking rich that you can afford to give a $125 fucking tip. I mean, seriously, right? Dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Yeah.
That's... Almost as dumb as the individuals in Kansas City, Missouri. That was celebrating New Year's Eve by firing their fucking handguns into the air.
What is this, Afghanistan?
Yeah, right? Because celebratory shots that were fired in the air won't come down.
And hit anybody.
Yeah.
That never happens.
That don't happen.
Ever.
Listen to this fucking... The way it's reported on the thing. Hold on. I gotta get it fired up.
Right on.
Oh, shit. I can't, actually. Why the fuck is this not working? Alright. It's not working. So I'm gonna have to give you the...
The lowdown.
The lowdown. So, a family was sitting on the couch watching a movie when they heard these loud bangs. So, this woman, Stephanie Swanson's husband, went to go take a look. She found a bullet hole in this siding, in this sliding door. The two begin to panic as their three children were sleeping soundly upstairs. There was a moment where of about 15 minutes they weren't exactly sure if they were safe. The reason being is they kept hearing these bangs and pops and glass breaking and whatever. 5 blocks away from their home, there was a bunch of people out in the streets firing their fucking handguns in the air. How stupid do you have to be? You know, I get it. You want to celebrate fucking New Year's. You want to fucking make a bang. But ammo's not cheap. Save that shit. You live in fucking Missouri. That's close to St. Louis. I mean, where they're at is close to St. Louis. That is a crime-ridden fucking area. You may need that gun the next time you're down there fucking, yeah. You know, and you're going to need some fucking ammo. Don't waste your ammo on New Year's Eve. Waste it in a motherfucker that is goddamn trying to rob you. And see, I'm not being fucking racist or anything. I don't care if that motherfucker is black, white, yellow, green, or purple. He tries to break into your car, tries to take your shit, pop a cap in his motherfucking ass.
Yep.
Don't waste it in the air on New Year's Eve.
Well, maybe it was getting ready to expire or something.
Ammo was getting ready to expire. All right. Now, almost as stupid as the woman in New York who was viciously attacked by her pit bull when she tried to put a Christmas sweater on it. Look it.
Mm-hmm.
The dog bit her in the arm and attacked two other family members. Oh, guess what? The story was written by a person in California, in New York.
It's in Florida.
It's in Florida. Tampa Bay, Florida.
Well, it was probably hot outside. That's why the dog lashed out. It was like, bitch, it's beach weather. What are you putting a fucking sweater on?
Animals do not like you putting fucking sweaters on them, obviously. They don't. Okay? So stop. Almost as stupid as a Virginia lawmaker who is filing a new law that would declare pornography to be a public health hazard in Virginia.
Am I not firing on all cylinders? How is that public health hazard?
State Delegate Bob Marshall, Republican, from Prince William, proposed a bill that says porn leads to social problems, such as hypersexualization of teenagers and normalizes violence and abuse of women and children. What kind of porn is this dude watching?
Seriously? Let me make sure I never watch that.
It doesn't call for a porn ban. Only the need for education, research, and policy change to address the public health crisis. Let me tell you a story. Or not necessarily a story, but let me clear this up for you. I've never watched an entire fucking porn. And if it has a storyline, I don't watch it anyway. Okay? Because that's just boring. Nobody watches porn and goes, hey,
the storyline.
I'm going to do this. No. I can't even remember the porn after I'm done watching it because I'm too busy fucking cleaning up. How is it a public health crisis?
I don't know. I really, seriously.
Legislation says the pornography epidemic needs to be addressed on a broad scale. Let me tell you why we have a pornography epidemic. Judy, as my fake wife, I love you to death, but I'm going to tell you right now that the reason why pornography is an epidemic right now is because some of you women have some really high fucking standards. Okay? So you won't take it in the ass. We have to watch it on fucking Pornhub. won't deep throat. We have to watch it on Pornhub. You won't let me fucking... I don't even know. Whatever, okay?
I get your point.
You get my point, okay? It's almost that bad. Almost as bad as a human resources director taking legal action to find out who sent them a bag of dicks. Melody,
really?
Yes.
That is great.
Melody Lennox filed a lawsuit Tuesday after she was less than amused to receive a package of gummy penises. Lennox, who works for Access Technology Solutions in Dallas, alleges this is not the work of a generous individual, but someone trying to harass her.
Gummy candy's delicious. What the hell is she talking about?
Ask my buddy, Sean Sullivan, what he thinks of fucking candy dicks. Gummy dicks. Because he thinks I sent them, but I didn't. Okay? But when the package came from the company, aptly named Dicks by Mail, was sent to her on December 7th, she sued the company, demanding it reveal the prankster's identity so she could put an end to the harassment. It's not harassment. They're just telling you to eat a bag of dicks.
That's all. That's not harassment. That's a pretty clear-cut statement in my eyes.
And look, it was probably the best $15 this fucker ever spent. Almost as stupid as a Buffalo Bills fan. I mean, there you go right there. That in itself makes you dumb for being a Buffalo Bills fan. But almost as stupid as the one Bills fan that decided to add to his reputation as being an idiot, showered himself in ketchup and mustard. I mean, what did he think? Who cares? The Bills need a win. I'll shower myself in ketchup and mustard. And I'm going to bet you that it didn't work. Let me see. Let me read the story. Oh, it did work. Yep. They beat the Cleveland Browns 33-13. It's the Cleveland Browns. You didn't need to fucking spend time tailgating putting fucking ketchup and mustard on you. Almost as stupid. Almost as stupid. Why is this one not opening? Not the man in West Haven, Connecticut, accused of driving while intoxicated with three young children in the car, that decided it was best for him to take his fucking mugshot doing this. You're not watching the video, are you?
I am, but it's on that much of a delay.
Oh, you'll see it in a second.
What the fuck?
Yeah. What is... Yes.
High school senior pictures?
Yes. No, that's not high school senior pictures. This is those fucking photos that you get to take, you know, with all the classy fucking clothes and shit. What are they called? Fucking,
Glamour shots.
Glamour shots. This is his glamour shot. He was charged with DUI for following too close, three counts of risk of injury to a minor, held on a $50,000 bond, and later reduced by the court. He is next scheduled to court on January 10th.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you believe that shit? This guy made such a mockery. Unfucking believable.
Wow.
Now, this is gonna be probably the number one that is just as stupid. A man in Karzak was given a 3-year sentence in a penal colony after he was found guilty of insulting President Vladimir Putin on Facebook. Why would you, being a fucking individual living in a country that is ran mostly by the Russian fucking government, would you be stupid enough to insult the president on Facebook? Look, this ain't Obama. Okay? You insult Obama, he just fucking deflects and makes it about fucking something else. You insult Obama and he goes trades. You insult Obama and he'll go trade 5 fucking Guantanamo prisoners for fucking Hillary Clinton. You know, you don't have to worry about that shit. But you don't go and insult Vladimir Putin. This guy will fuck your world up. As he did to this guy. Put him in prison for 3 fucking years. Right? It's fucking crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and play our last fucking line of commercials, and when we come back, we'll do our parting shots. What you think? Sound good?
Works for me.
Sounds good to me, too.
This is Bulldog, 22-year retired Army combat veteran and proud owner of Threatcon 5 clothing. Like many of you, I get tired of seeing organizations that claim that collected donations were helping veterans, but truly only using pennies on the dollar. So I wondered, what could I do to make a difference? We started Threatcon 5 Clothing with a mission of designing clothing that brings awareness to the threats affecting the veteran community. We also provide assistance to vets in need, as well as making donations to organizations that are truly giving back. Join us and many others that wear our logo, knowing the money spent on our items goes to make a real change in a veteran's life. Join in the fight. Wear the grenade.
There comes a time in a man's life that laughter becomes the best medicine. Visit the5b.com today and embrace the Bravo. Titty sprinkles.
This is John Burke, Army veteran of 13 years and combat veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. For a very long time, I saw soldiers doing physical fitness the incorrect way. So, once after having left the service, I decided to set out on my own journey and open up my own website, intheArenaFitness.com. I will teach you everything you need to know on how to exercise and eat healthy. The choice is yours. Take action now. Once again, the website is intheArenaFitness.com.
Battle in Distress doesn't want your monetary donations. We want your time. Every single day, a warfighter takes their life. We are committed to seeing that statistic destroyed by means of education and empowerment. We need your help. We provide training free of charge. Visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/battleindistress to learn more about how to become one of the elite who make a difference.
Did you just let a family of bald eagles make a nest in your glorious beard? Of course you did, because you're an American who knows how to America. You've got cross rifles on one sleeve and the American flag on the other. Your grunt-style gear says, I am an invincible beast and I'll take my bacon-wrapped bacon with a side of bacon. With grunt-style gear comes great responsibility, so wear it proudly and use your newfound power for good. Go to gruntstyle.com and emblazon pride across your chest. Do it for your country. Gruntstyle.com.
Hey there, cutie. Thanks for listening to VetRS.com. Why don't you use your dick skinners for something other than fapping by joining me in the live show chat room? Come on over to VetRS.com. I'll be waiting.
Listening to Threatcon 5 Radio means living in laughter. It can also mean winning fantastic shit. Help others by sharing the Facebook and website address.
ThreatCon 5 radio may cause loss of bladder control, anal leakage, improper tire inflation, facial muscle spasms, abdominal muscle pain, blurred vision, runner's knee, or the occasional shitting of the pants. Please consult a doctor before deciding to listen to ThreatCon 5 radio.
I saw one the other day that totally had me about on the fucking floor. I don't even know what the hell it was for, but it said you could have problems with, now I can't think of the fucking thing they called it. What is it when you start seeing things? Like what you'd get if you were tripping on LSD.
Hallucinations?
Yes, there you go. It's like, this may result in hallucinations. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, what am I going to do? Hallucinate that I no longer suffer from this serious fucking disease? And I can do all these great things now? You know, I'm like, what the fuck? Why? Oh, and we'd also like to thank the people that went through our trial studies on this. I'm like, Jesus Christ. That's wonderful. Some of the shit's crazy. I just rather have some of the fucking, hey, I have athlete's foot, but if I take this, I might have anal linkage. I'll just deal with the athlete's foot, thanks.
Yeah.
What kind of parting shots do you have tonight, Judy?
Well, you guys that are listeners before tonight, you know that at the end of the show, especially in the month of December, we talk about, you know, checking on your friends, checking on your battle buddies. Still a rough time of the year. Some people are still having a tough time because of the holidays. And why not make it a regular mission throughout the year, not just at the holidays, to check on your friends and make sure they're okay? I saw a post on one of the closed veterans groups on Facebook, where a guy was talking about doing something stupid, and we got him in touch with Battle in Distress and got him the help that he needed. So, you know, that should be our mission every single day of the week, every single day of the year, not just around Christmas time. So be on the lookout for people that are struggling and make sure you can get the help that they need.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was pretty cool how quickly people moved in on that specific one. The guy posted, and like 15 minutes later, there was over 300 responses.
Yeah, that is good. That is good. But, you know, we have to be real quick to also realize that once an organization like Battle in Distress has been contacted, let them do their job.
Yep.
Because
step back.
Yeah, just step back. Let them do what they have to do. Because as soon as they're on it, you know, they don't need you, you know, butting in and, you know, potentially
right.
making the situation worse or, you know, whatever it could be. So, but yeah, that's a good one, Judy. I agree. You know, I just say that, you know, There's a lot of organizations out there that are doing some great things, whether it be A Warrior's Mind, Texas Revolution, whether it be my buddy Joey over at Jesus, he's gonna fucking shoot me for this. Don't fucking tell me. Don't tell Founding Patriots. Damn it. You know, these organizations that are doing great and wonderful things, whether it be some of the tattoo companies that are doing tattoo therapy for vets, you know, you got Branded Warrior Inc., you have Warrior Inc. Project, you have, like I said, organizations like A Warrior's Mind, you have Founding Patriots, you have Texas Revolution, you have GSI, there's tons of organizations that are out there. Support them, help them do what they do to make a difference in the veteran community. Reach out, you know, I mean, I love some of the bigger organizations too, but keep in mind that every single purchase through ThreatCon 5 clothing is going to help a veteran in need, you know, so just
yep.
think about it, okay, and help small business. That's about all I got, Judy. Looking forward to 2017 with you. Had a lot of fun tonight. I think
yeah, me too.
You know, the people that tuned in tonight, I think they got a pretty good show. We had fun. We laughed. You know, look out for some new stuff coming out. ThreatCon 5, I've got a shirt addressing my dislike of political correctness coming out very soon.
Sweet.
So, yeah. So that be that. Going to go ahead and close it out. There's some big changes coming in Veteran Radio Syndicate. Yep. We're going to be broadcasting from a different platform. Things are going to be a little bit easier. We also have a lot of new shows coming on board. I mean, nobody could have imagined that we'd be at where we're at right now. But, you know, ThreatCon 5 Radio is just one of many shows on this network, and we're growing. You know, every single week, new shows are coming on board. You know, check them out. You've got Road Rage Radio every morning. You've got Full Potato. You've got Music and Mayhem is back. You've got Short Timers Radio. You've got Fire for Effect. You've got the Femme Vets. You've got Tinfoil Hat. You have what else? Slightly Offended. J Tots, Money Matters is airing right now. You know, tons of shows on the network. Check them all out on Veteran Radio Syndicate, which is vetrs.com. Check them out on the Facebook page. You know, share our Facebook page, share the ThreatCon 5 clothing page. Get the stuff out there. You know, all we're trying to do is make people in the veteran community a little bit more comfortable day in and day out, letting them know that there are ways of dealing with what you're going through laughter. All right? We love you all. We look forward to seeing you next week. Judy, another great show.
Yeah. You have a good night.
Yes, good night. Good night,
Thanks
everybody.
Thanks for listening, everybody.